Welcome to Carrituals. This is Wendy.
And this is Amanda.
Today's cast, How to Use Your Work Notes, Part 2 of 2.
The questions that this cast answers are, why should professionals take notes at work? What should I do with my notes after I've taken them? And how can I put my notes to long-term use?
If you want the answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
We'd love to teach your team about DISC and communication on-site. For an on-site effective communicator training, we will teach your people to watch another person for 2 or 3 minutes, identify their DISC profile, and tailor communication. It's an insanely effective way to communicate and help your team reach their goals. We can do this training for up to 30 professionals. Contact Maggie, customerservice@manager-tools.com, discuss availability and lock in some dates. Now back to the show.
So Amanda, last week we talked about all of those notes that we take in all of the meetings and all of the times that Carrituals has said, take notes. What we can use those things for. Last week, we talked about documenting your system, reducing your cognitive load, and using your notes to learn and to help you learn more quickly. And this week, we're going to start with using your hour notes for making improvements.
You want to use your notes for continuous improvement by using the what we like to call what went well, take a look at format.
Whoa, tala. Do you say it that way?
No.
You always spell it out. I think it was Mark that said, whoa, tala.
I see the www and I think World Wide Web.
Oh, yeah.
If you're reading the show notes, it's www/tala. And full disclosure, that's what I write at the top of mine. Whenever I do this process, I don't write out all the words, but it's easier to define those letters.
Yes.
By just saying, whoa, no, I can't. I can't do it, Wendy.
What went well? Take a look at. Whoa, tala.
Yeah, so what went well and take a look at. And these are for the activities that you're going to try to optimize. So we call it a hot wash or an after action reviewer is kind of the same format that you can use. And we do have podcasts for that as well, if you're interested.
Yeah. And when we had the hot wash podcast, which I'm pretty sure is called the hot wash podcast, we introduced the idea of what went well and take a look at, which is basically you're taking notes after a project about things that went well and things that we should do differently next time, or we should go back and have a look at the way we did this and think about whether or not we could do it differently. We were talking about projects. So with multiple team members, and we all sit around and we have a sort of brainstormy type session where we go back over the project and think about how we could have done it better. But you can use it for much smaller activities and even as an individual. So when you're working on something, whether it's as small as like an hour-long phone call with a customer as a sales pitch, or you're running a meeting, or you're coding a new feature and that takes you 3 days, and you think about it afterwards and think, okay, how could I have made that better? How could I have done that differently to make it smoother next time? And basically all you do is you take a piece of paper, you put a line down the middle, and on one side you write www. And you write the things that went well. And on the other side, you write, take a look at. And you write the things that you think you could have done better or differently, or you want to go investigate. And it's just a way of reviewing whatever it is you just did and finding places where you can improve.
And you can use it after giving feedback to a direct report, presenting to executives, handling a different customer conversation, facilitating brainstorming session, delivering training, or even after your weekly planning routine. The beauty of this process, the what went well and take a look at, is its simplicity. It works for nearly any activity where you want to get better over time. If your goal is to make improvements, this activity is something that you can use for all aspects of improvement and opportunities.
I was doing something yesterday. I was writing social media posts for our executive speaker series. If you're an executive tools licensee, we have a speaker series where we have a speaker every month from the executive realms, and they share their experience and how they solved problems or what they're doing at work that's new. We had a bunch of people who've done AI recently, which is all new, but we've also had people, you know, this is how I rolled out manager tools. And I was working on that process. I was creating social media posts for it. And I realized that I had to work out how many days each one should be posted before the actual event. And then I had to send it to Amanda, but I had to tell her in my email which post I was talking about, which date. And so I was like, wait a minute, I did this last time and it was really hard. So this time I'm going to work out a formula and put it in the cell on my spreadsheet. So now it says call overview post dash and then the date, and the date is calculated so that I can just copy and paste from my spreadsheet into my email for Amanda now. And that was exactly why I did that. This is the process I went through. I didn't actually write anything down because I had it in my head, but I could have done because it was only one thing, so it was easy. But I was like, hold on, this was difficult. More difficult than I wanted it to be last time. How can I make it easier? And that was how I made it easier. So having something specific is really useful. Like, you don't want to write down the demo went well, because that's not very specific for you to find things. I knew specifically I wanted to make it easier to cut and paste that information and send it to Amanda. That helped me decide what the right thing to do was. So you might want to write something like, the product demo flowed smoothly because I practiced the transitions between features 3 times beforehand. Now, if you're writing notes to yourself, you're not going to write all of that like perfectly grammatically in a sentence, but writing practiced transitions between features 3 times beforehand, improved presentation, like the something like that, there's less words, that would be helpful. So the specific details tell you what to repeat next time. And then you just make a note of the things you want to take a look at, the things that didn't go as planned, and be specific about what happened and why you think it happened. For example, the client seemed confused during the pricing section gives you something concrete to work on. Okay, I need to go back to the pricing section and I need to think, am I giving them the information in the order that makes sense? Have I told them the whatever they need to know beforehand? Is the information on my slide arranged properly? But at least it's a single section of your presentation where you're being specific about it needs more clarity, gives you something to work on rather than the client seemed confused.
Yeah. And these notes become so useful when you're deciding what to try next. Without notes, we tend to try random improvements based on our most recent experiences or what we happen to remember. With notes, you can see patterns across multiple attempts and make some more targeted changes. And I always think of this when I'm doing our training, because I'm like, oh, this, the way I explained it landed. And I want to make sure I do that next time because maybe it hasn't worked as well in the past. And writing it down, the words that I actually said, is much more helpful than, oh, I need to remember this from next time, because that's the kiss of death. I don't remember. I was like, how did it happen? I don't know. Let's just hope it happens again. Does lightning strike twice?
No. And if you're working as part of a team or you're leading one, these improvement notes are even better because you can review your notes before retrospectives, or if you're having improvement meetings as part of your process development. You have then concrete data instead of vague impressions. A lot of people come to these kind of meetings where, what went well, I'll take a look at the hot wash meeting at the end of a project, and they're like, it felt really hard. Yeah, that's not helpful, because what did and when and why and who and so on. There's so much. But if you say, in the last 3 releases, we've consistently struggled with the documentation phase, it's not only more useful because it's concrete, it's something you can work on, but it's also more persuasive than, oh, I feel like the documentation stuff takes too long. And nobody wants to do documentation. And so you have to have a really good reason and evidence and something concrete to work on if you want to persuade the rest of the team that that's the bit that you need to work on.
Unlike learning notes, which you can eventually throw out, your improvement notes are the ones that are worth keeping longer. They document your professional growth and can be particularly valuable when preparing for performance reviews or updating your resume. Nothing demonstrates your commitment to excellence better than a record of deliberate improvements. So it's a record all year long about how you're improving or making each process a little bit more efficient, because every time we do something over and over again, we can get a little bit better at it. And inevitably, you're going to want to remember when that became the better process. Like, today I will remember Wendy's process got better for the ESS. Because I noticed in her, I was like, oh, this is so much easier than the last month where I was like, I have no idea where any of this goes, but I'll figure it out, right? Or I'll have to ask. It was so much easier. So good improvement, Wendy.
Good for us. And one of the good things is I will remember this in a week when I'm frustrated with myself about not doing something well or feeling like, oh, this is so hard still, going back over those notes and finding them again and going, oh yeah, do you know what? This was 5 times harder and I've made 5 times as many improvements. They were all tiny ones, but actually, even though this still feels hard, it's still easier. It's good for those days when you're feeling mentally low and you need a pick-me-up to tell you, actually, you are a professional. You are trying. It's getting better. You know, keep on at it. We all need those pick-me-ups on some days.
Hey, if you're a longtime listener, you might be looking for answers to questions that you really need help with. And the way to fix that is to become a licensee. All career manager tools and executive tools licensees have unlimited email access to our team. And you won't hear from just anybody. You'll hear from Kate, Sarah, Mark, Wendy, and Amanda. Learn more about our licensing options at manager-tools.com/licenses.
Okay, next up, things for notes, drive actions, and follow-ups.
You want to use your meeting notes to both maintain your professional organization and project an image of reliability and competence by using them to manage and track who is doing what by when and make sure you get your tasks done on time.
I wrote this, so I'm going to criticize my own writing. It says project an image of reliability and competence. You could actually just be reliable and competent by taking notes and getting your stuff done. I don't know where I wrote project an image. But we have all been in meetings where everybody nods and says, yes, I've got it, and I'm going to do that, and agrees to the next steps, and a week later, nothing's happened. You have a meeting a week later, and everyone's like, so did you? No, none of... Well, let's not have a meeting this week, because none of us have managed to do our stuff, so we'll have a meeting next week, and then a month has gone past, and whatever it was you were trying to do has not got done, because none of you took a note and wrote down what was supposed to be done by who, by when.
But I would also say that the folks that write the notes, they are projecting that they are more reliable, that image. And that's who people go to like, oh my gosh, I forgot this. And I saw that you were doing a better job of taking notes in the meeting, right? So they are, in fact, probably more reliable. And that projection can just make it appear that you're listening,
yeah.
Right? It's an important role there.
There's an importance to not only having your stuff together, but also projecting and having a reputation for having your stuff together, you know. The opposite is true. You know, if you think of it in opposites, the person who actually is getting all their stuff done but looks a mess in terms of, you know, they have a messy desk or they're always late for meetings or they, you know, never pick their voicemails up, people don't believe that those people are getting their stuff done because we extrapolate from one piece of information to all the rest. So you're right. So instead of treating meeting notes as a record of what's happened, use it as a launch pad or as a, I'm writing these notes so that we can get the next things done, not just taking a record of what happened.
And after each meeting, take 5 minutes, if you can, right after the meeting, not when you get back to your desk 3 hours later, to review your notes, specifically looking for 3 things. That's going to be the actions that you need to take, the follow-ups that you need to make, and the decisions that were reached at that meeting. So those are the 3 things that you want to specifically look for your notes. So you remember what you have to do, what follow-ups you need, and what decisions were reached. And I would say how they were reached based on how we take our notes, right? If you didn't have the time to write it then, take the time to write it now.
And again, specificity matters. John will send the proposal is much less useful than John is sending the updated pricing proposal to Maria by Thursday. The more specific the action, the more likely it is to get done. And that temptation to write less because I'll remember is ever present. And so is the temptation to write something vague when you could write something specific. So writing, look into. I have lots of notes that say, look into. In fact, Amanda and I were talking before this meeting and I said, oh, I'll make that my task to do tonight. I'll look into it. But what I actually mean is research. But look into can mean research or call and ask or analyze or test or check with someone or find out who's responsible for or determine or investigate. There's all sorts of things what look into could mean. So instead of less is more, which is what we normally say, less is not more when it comes to notes about what you're going to do and when and how and who's going to do them.
And once you've identified these items, move them to wherever you track your tasks and commitments. This might be your task manager, your calendar, project management system, or even a dedicated actions list. I know mine, I have a to-do list. It's for everything. And then if I think I'm not going to remember there, it goes out as a task reminder on my calendar. Just I like to double book myself just to make sure I get things written down, because I'll remember, it doesn't always work out. The key here is to have consistency. When you find a reliable process that you follow every time, this ensures that nothing's going to fall through the cracks. While the digital systems are brilliant, you need to actually get the information into them and update them to make sure that they remain accurate. So again, I write mine down and then it goes into the calendar that will ping me 10 minutes before, hopefully, to get things done.
And we still recommend keeping a physical meeting notebook, handwriting in it. There's something about flipping through the pages that helps jog your memory when you're trying to recall when a particular decision was made or who committed to what. There's something about the way your brain associates the physical location on the page with the meeting that digital notes just don't replicate. Mm-hmm. There's research. If you want to know why, there's reasons. Experience tells me. I can tell you it's on the bottom right-hand corner of a page and it's about 2/3 of the way through the book in a way that I could never tell you where it is on Dropbox.
Yeah, that's accurate for me too. And now we're going to talk about how to use your notes to record your achievements. Keep an achievements log as part of your notes system. When you complete a project, solve a difficult problem, or receive positive feedback, write it down immediately. Be specific about what you did and the impact it had. Redesigned the intake process by reducing processing time by 37% is much more effective than improve efficiency. And writing it down, you're going to remember it long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other thing about you can go back. I've worked here 18 years, 50, 70, I don't know, lots of years. I can't tell you what I've achieved at Manager Tools because it all blurs into one thing. But even when I'd only had 3 months in a job, I couldn't remember all the things that I'd achieved without looking at the list. And when it comes to your resume, you need the specifics. If you get positive feedback, document it word for word. There's nothing more helpful than quoting, "This is the best presentation I've seen in my 15 years at this company," or a senior leader who says, "Your solution saved us approximately $50,000 in project costs." If you don't write down those specifics, you will not remember them for your performance review. Guaranteed. That executive said we saved a lot of money is nowhere near as effective as this person said we saved approximately $50,000 in projected costs.
And you want to make sure that you're tracking metrics consistently. Numbers tell a story, especially when they show improvement over time. Note the baseline metrics at the start of your projects, track them throughout, and document the final results. Professionals with diverse experiences know that data-driven achievements are far more convincing than general claims of competence. And if I can encourage you to do this early on in the project, please do it, because there's nothing worse than trying to go backwards over time to get this data, especially when someone has a question or you want to show that it has made a difference over the last 18 months, but you only started tracking about 6 months ago. The data is not nearly as good as if you start it right at the beginning and just take that time, take that effort to get on it.
I thought you were going to say do it early in your career, because that's the other thing.
That too.
The regret of being 10 years in and not knowing what I did in year two, because it matters if you want to demonstrate your growth, even if you only want to demonstrate it to yourself.
I would say if you look at your annual reviews, your performance reviews over your career, your beginning ones are probably less specific than the ones later because you got better at it. So yeah, start early in your career too. I like that. Yeah.
And the best time, what is it? The best time to plant a tree was 100 years ago. And the second best time is right now. So don't have regrets about what you've not been tracking. Start tracking now. So for someone in customer service, it might be customer service ratings. For someone in creative fields, it might be portfolio development. If you're in a technical role, you might be tracking problems solved, tickets solved. And each role will have different things that you want to track. But you know what's important because it's the thing that people always ask you about. And it might seem like extra work, but it's way easier than trying to recreate 12 months of achievements the night before your performance review. And I was going to say, raise your hand if you've been there, but we won't be able to see, but we're pretty sure that everyone just raised their hand. And the sad thing about it is if you don't have that record and you go into your performance review, you're underselling all the work you did and you don't get credit for it. So you want to take notes so that you get credit.
So effective professionals take notes because our human memory has natural limitations, regardless of age or experience level. The notes are helpful in the moment for following the conversation, for staying focused, and for noting down commitments. And they have longer term uses too. In this podcast, we've tried to give you an overview of how you might use the notes that you're taking, and you can be sure that we'll recur to the topic frequently to give you more in-depth examples.
Because there's lots more things you can lead your notes for, and this was just a skim across the surface.
Yeah, we can get real deep, especially on handwritten notes.
Exactly. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, everyone. That's all for this week. Join us next week, and we'll cover a new topic. Bye, everyone.
Bye.